This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus' birth, which happened in Bethlehem of Judea, during the reign of Herod, astrologers from the east arrived in Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the newborn ruler of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." At this news, Herod became greatly disturbed, as did all of Jerusalem. Summoning all the chief priests and religious scholars of the people, Herod asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they informed him. "Here is what the prophet has written. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, since from you will come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel." Now Herod called the astrologers aside and found out from them the exact time of the star's appearance. Then he sent them to Bethlehem. After having instructed them, "Go and get detailed information about the child. When you have found him, report back to me, so that I may go and offer homage too." After their audience with the ruler, the Magi set out. The star which they had observed at its rising went ahead of them till it came to a standstill over the place where the child lay. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house, found the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and paid homage. Then they opened their coffers and presented the child with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were warned in a dream not to return to Herod. So they went back to their own country by another route. Now, after the astrologers had left, the angel of God suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph with the command, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you otherwise. Herod is searching for the child to destroy him." Joseph got up, awakened Jesus and Mary, and they left that night for Egypt. They stayed there until the death of Herod to fulfill what God had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my own." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Both of our scripture lessons today take place in contexts of violence and abuse of power. In Exodus, Pharaoh grows afraid of the Hebrew refugees who have made their homes in Egypt. And out of his fear, Pharaoh abuses his power to order the midwives, the labor and delivery doctors of the day, to kill every Hebrew newborn boy, to murder them. In Matthew, Herod is afraid of the threat that this newborn king of the Jews might pose to his power. So he tries to manipulate the Magi, the wise men, into revealing Jesus' location so he can kill Christ. And when Herod's plot is thwarted, he abuses his power in horrifying ways. Matthew says, "When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, He was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under. As I read these stories of violence and abuse of power, I was struck by the courageous defiance of everyone else in these stories. When ordered to kill newborn Hebrew boys, the midwives courageously defy Pharaoh. They deliver the boys and keep them safe. And when Pharaoh questions them, they lie straight to his face. When Moses' mother delivers her baby boy, she hides him, nursing him and caring for him in secret for 3 months. And when it is no longer possible to keep him safe secretly, she finds the courage to hide him among the reeds of the river, knowing that if she is found out, it will mean her death and the death of her son. When Pharaoh's daughter stumbles upon this baby boy, she immediately identifies him as one of the Hebrews. And in courageous defiance of her own father, the king of Egypt, she protects, provides for, and eventually adopts this child. Now, when Miriam, Moses' big sister, sees the daughter of Pharaoh find Moses, she courageously chimes in before she even knows what Pharaoh's daughter will do. Now, if Pharaoh's daughter is anything like her dad, she's going to kill this baby and Miriam. And yet, because of Miriam's defiant courage, she makes it possible for her own mother to continue caring for her baby boy. When the Magi are warned in a dream of Herod's true intent to kill Jesus, they courageously defy Herod's order to return to him and tell him Jesus' location. Now, even though we call them the three kings, they were not kings. The Magi were astrologers. They were scientists who studied the stars. And while they certainly had more privilege and power than Joseph and Mary did, they were still foreigners at the mercy of Herod. And it would have taken courageous defiance to thwart Herod's plans. When Joseph is warned in a dream that Herod is seeking Jesus to kill him, he courageously jumps into action. He takes Mary and Jesus and flees that very night. The Holy Family goes on the run in the middle of the night, fleeing persecution and violence. They seek refuge in a foreign land and become refugees. In a context of violence and abuse of power, courage prevails. As I read about these courageous people, I wondered, from where does their courage come? How do they find the courage to defy Pharaoh, who took a land that once welcomed the Hebrew refugees and transformed it into a land that kills refugee babies and enslaves the adults? How do they find the courage to defy the king of Egypt and Herod, who can slaughter babies at will? How do you find your courage in the face of such violence and abuse of power? From where does courage come? Exodus tells us that the midwives were God God-fearing women. Now, we often struggle with that term, God-fearing, because we define fear as a negative thing. But what this term is trying to convey in the Bible is a feeling that is stronger than respect and even stronger than reverence. It is a recognition of the complete power and majesty of God, who is the creator of the universe. When it says that the midwives were God-fearing, it means that their feelings towards God were even stronger than reverence. As God-fearing women, I think they found their courage in faith. Faith in the God who created the world. Faith in the one who delivered the Hebrews from starvation. Faith in the one who makes a covenant of love with God's people. The courage of the midwives comes from their faith in God. Now, Moses' mother, she finds her courage in love. When she looks at her newborn baby boy, she says that he is good. Now, this is the same exact word that God uses at the end of each day of creation. On the first day, God looked and saw that it was good. On the second day, on the third day, on the fourth day, on the fifth day, on the sixth day, God looked and saw that it was good. God has a holy love for God's creation. And it is this same holy love that gives Moses' mother the courage to protect her child. The courage of Moses' mother comes from love. Now, when Pharaoh's daughter sees the baby and how it weeps, our text says that she is moved to pity. Her heart is opened with such compassion and sympathy that she courageously defies her own father and chooses mercy. The courage of Pharaoh's daughter comes from compassion. Now, we don't see much of the motivation behind Miriam's courage. We can assume that she loves her baby brother. But I think there is something else at play. Miriam is still a child. She's seen the injustices done to her people. She has witnessed her own mother hiding her brother to keep him safe. She has listened to Moses' tears at the river. And like most children who see someone suffering, Miriam understands that suffering, and she wants to help. Miriam has that childlike understanding of pain, of feeling hurt. And that comes from true empathy. The courage of Miriam, it comes from that childlike empathy of knowing what it is to hurt and wanting to care for others when they're hurting. The Magi have dedicated their lives to the study of the stars, this magnificent part of creation. They are so dedicated to what they learn from the stars of creation that they leave their own country and travel to foreign lands following a star in the sky just so they can meet this new king of a small peoples, the Jews. To the best of our knowledge, these Magi do not share the Jewish faith, and yet they trust so completely in creation that they follow a star to meet Jesus. So when a dream reveals that Herod wants to kill the child the star led them to, they courageously defy him. They trust that creation led them to Jesus for a reason. The courage of the Magi comes from their study of the stars, from creation itself. And Joseph, courageous Joseph, of course, finds courage in love. But like Miriam, I think there's more at play. Joseph knows how important his child is. He knows that Jesus is God's son, that he is the Messiah who is responsible for the salvation of his people. Joseph also knows that at this point, Jesus is so vulnerable. He's a child. He needs to be protected, nurtured, and loved. Joseph knows that God has called him to be the father of Jesus. The courage of Joseph comes from his calling from God. The people in these stories, they find amazing courage in the face of violence and abuse of power. But their courage does not just come out of nowhere. Their courage comes from faith, from love, from compassion, from childlike empathy, from creation, from the calling of God. My siblings, our world is not so different from Exodus and Matthew. To be a person of faith requires courage. So, like the courageous people of faith who came before us, may we find our courage. May we find it in faith in God, in holy love, in compassion and mercy, in childlike empathy, in appreciation for creation, and in the calling of God. Amen.